Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lemon drops, and raindrops, and flip-flops, welcome to another installment of the greatest fucking show on air, Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I'm a Libra. I like fried pickles. I'm a bit of a non-asshole. I'm anti-asshole, actually. Anybody who knows me would agree with that.
Hold on. You said you're a non-asshole?
I'm a non-asshole. I'm actually a delegate for the non-asshole commission. That's what I do. It's a job title.
Okay. I am so glad that I am not in Detroit right now with you or wherever the hell you are in this country, because you are about to be struck down by lightning talking about you are not an asshole.
I'm sorry. What? No one's ever called me an asshole in my entire life. It's never happened.
Bullshit.
No one.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, I concur. Danny, I concur.
Thank you.
And I go by the Black Pavarotti, BP for short. My story is a little simple. I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say they got a little freaky. Had a production called Porgy and Bess. It was an opera in Michigan, at the Michigan Opera Theater downtown. And, so they got freaky, and I coined the name Black Pavarotti because they were involved in opera, and I was born on an opera stage. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And I would be Danny's window, lover of all, peacekeeper. The one who will give you the real when Nas is telling you that he's not really being an asshole and he really is. As well as when BP is just on his midget shit. But whatever.
Oh,
love
midgets.
I love everyone, and I want everyone to love everyone as well. And yeah, check me out, Danny's Window. That's DanizWindow. All right.
Hey. And together we are Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to weigh in on the conversation. We continue to bring new stuff, new material. You know, in the segment that's coming up, we'll be talking all things politics, talking about the new tax plan that has been instilled by Mr. 45, better known as President Trump. Is it MAGA Day? Is it time to celebrate? Because you might get a little extra on that tax return, or is the government still full of morons? You be the judge. We'll talk about that in the time coming up shortly. So you can always hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt, if you want to get in to the conversation or even just make a comment. I don't know if we have our chat line up yet. Do we still have a chat line, Nas, or no?
We do not have a chat line yet. I'm working on that, as I'm always working on that, but give me a minute. I'm going to get my life together. I'll have that up and going, guaranteed next show.
Sounds good. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can find us on Twitter at Life and Shit, just like he spelled it, LifeandShyt. Tweet us. Why not?
And for right now, we're going to take a small pause for the calls before we get started. And joining into our chicken wing report, listen to this.
Come
Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continue to give you nothing but the real. As long as you tune in, we'll continue to bring nothing but the heat for you. Nas is always all over the place. He brings you those crazy but true stories that kind of make you say, And Danny, she is just our resident hippie. She continues to keep the peace between all three of us when we're on our soapboxes.
Peace.
Sometimes she has to.
Yeah, that's what we're about. Peace.
Sometimes she has to check us, you know, put the mama check on, but we respect it and we love it and we always appreciate it. So just continue to rock with it. I do see that we have picked up a few listeners out there in the Philippines. So we want to say what's happening, what's going on. We appreciate you checking in and continuing to show us love in this juncture. But now I think it's about that time, y'all. Chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report. Chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report.
Report. Lemon pepper.
America. America. Land of the free, home of the free. 1, 2, 3. First up, I got some weird fucking shit. Apparently a dude was caught, ironically, in Chicago, having sex in his car. Sounds like a pretty normal thing most people do, with the exception of the fact that this car was traveling at 70 miles an hour, and he was giving the female driver back shots. Hitting it from the back.
Ha! Got him! Got him!
So, I don't understand I don't understand the math. Like, I sucked at geometry, I'll be honest. But I don't understand the formula that goes into fucking somebody while you're driving down the freeway. I don't know how that works. Apparently, it's a video of the shit. I want to check it out. I honestly want to see it.
If we want to hear you talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
Tell him.
Pretty amazing thing. I think I need to set my game up.
Man, that's going 70 miles an hour at that?
Yeah.
I'm like, what did they do that at? I'm just saying.
Apparently in Chicago.
I don't think I can even focus doing 50 miles, 55 miles. What is the speed limit? 55 miles an hour, let alone 70 miles an hour. So, okay, so he was driving and also giving back shots at the same time with his hand on the steering wheel.
That's skill.
Oh, she was driving.
And he was giving her back shots. Like, I don't know how it worked out.
You really accomplished what you said. You're right there.
Yeah, that definitely is talent. I don't know. Was it a mission that he was looking for? I mean, part of it is, you know, sitting in his lap, I guess, and control the steering wheel, and then he controlled the gas and the brake, I guess. I don't know. That's a pretty weird one right there. What else you got, Nas?
Yeah. A woman moved her recently released inmate boyfriend in her house. And he ended up killing her 11-year-old because she had a bad attitude. He killed both of them, actually.
What?
Yeah. The chick, you know, like the chicks that have relationships with inmates while they're in jail, marry them and hook up with them and all that. So she had a relationship with that dude. And when he got out of jail, he ended up killing the daughter and her.
I'm getting angry to cut you off, Nas, but somebody needs to turn their volume down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting echo.
Yeah, that's why somebody's volume is too high. In the car.
It's not mine. Mine is low, actually. Because I'm sitting in Beverly Hills, and I don't want anyone looking at me like, who is this black chick sitting here talking to the radio? Yeah, okay.
Oh. Well, that's what's going
Continue.
On.
Continue.
Yeah. So the dude moved in, and he ended up killing, when he got out of jail, he ended up killing both her and her 11-year-old daughter.
Wow.
So, what's my advice, ladies? Stop dating niggas in jail.
I mean. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that one.
Just stop. Niggas, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not sure what the dude was in jail for, but regardless, I mean, this is a bad look. Like, I like Beyonce. Like, if she was in jail, though, I think I'm going to have to, you know, do me. You're in jail. You're there for a reason.
I mean, do you think it's the fact that because they feel like they're getting that special attention that's the reason why they'll go for somebody? I just don't get it. I mean, is it just like that infatuation thing, having somebody that's on the inside and they haven't seen daylight in a little while? I don't know. It's like a freaky fantasy or something that you're looking into.
You know what?
Yeah.
There are people who have it. And me being the peacekeeper of the whole thing, I'm going to give a little bit of two different perspectives. Yes, the person that is in the jail is not really going anywhere. And yeah, you already know where he is at all times and blah, blah, blah. And he might have did something that was like really, really gangster. So you like the bad boy, and you're like, oh my god, he's so cute. He's in a jail, and oh my god, he hard, he fucked. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. No, that's not cool though. You gotta understand that yeah, he can't go nowhere. So you gotta think about what is he doing to make sure that he's satisfied, because we are all human beings and need satisfaction. So. You could think about it that way, or you could think about the fact that that person is in jail, and 9 times out of 10 is not going to really have a great future with finding, say, employment, unless, you know, they're extremely, extremely smart and, you know, like they had everything set for when they actually, if they had to do this bid or whatever, and they come out and they're not doing that bid again because they've solved all the issues or whatever. But. Moral of the story is, I ain't going.
Yeah, just kind of ill idea. I question even the women.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this dude is on trial, like, for murder. And y'all was kicking it before the murder and all that bullshit. And you still, like, kicking it with him. Like, I ain't finna have no murder in my house. If they even suspect you of murder, man, you got something we gotta fucking talk about. And that is, when are you coming to get your shit? Let alone dating you while you're in jail. I'm good. I'm good on that.
Yeah. I ain't going.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are deep inside of the Chicken Wing Report with Nas, where he gives you those crazy but true stories. Man, he is hitting it home as usual on the Chicken Wing Report. You can join into the conversation. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDSHYT. We're on Twitter. Type in Google us, baby. That's all you got to do. Google us. First thing that pops up on Google. So that's it. Carry on.
I got a mind fuck here. This is a motherfucker. I just actually pulled the story up. So, in the late 1950s, there were a string of serial killings in a large Midwestern city that were never solved. At the time, the police had no suspects, and the victims were all prostitutes, mostly high school-age students. They'd all been runaways, no family at the time. There was no suspect and no one to chase. All the prostitutes were killed in a similar fashion in the late 1950s. There is an article that was written about 2 days ago tying all of these murders to a one Marvin Gaye. They're alleging that Marvin Gaye was actually a fucking serial killer in the 50s.
Wait,
he was never... Right.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
You're not talking about the singer Marvin Gaye.
No. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm talking about the singer.
When did they say that this happened?
According to the article, they're saying late 1950s, I believe.
What?
Yeah, late 1950s. A couple of the women who survived the beatings and heard rumors stating that he was the one who was trying to kill him, known for beating women. The thing Marvin Gaye.
Wow. That's breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, on Life and Shit Radio.
I don't know if I can go with that one, in all honesty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of like,
I mean,
that's kind of suspect.
I don't know.
If it's true, though, that's... Man.
I don't put shit past nobody, Marvin Gaye included. I was shocked to find out. You know what my last shock moment was? When I found out that Prince was actually doing the amount of drugs that he was doing. That was my last shock moment. I knew he was taking pain pills, but I knew he was taking like 50 fucking Percocets a day. That shit was fucking mind blowing. So that's my last shock moment at this point. But as it relates to the music scene and industry, I don't put shit past none of these motherfuckers. Dance, rap,
I don't know
rap.
Why you ever did.
You know, you had these
people
and
not,
shit.
You, I know we want to believe the best in people and everything, but this is a music industry. This is the entertainment industry. I'm not even going to just say the music industry. I'm saying entertainment, all of it. It's a whole lot of crap going on behind closed doors that you're not going to know or you're not supposed to know.
Unless
it is what it is. That's why when people sitting there talking about they shocked about this Harvey Weinstein thing, I'm not shocked at all.
So why wouldn't you put any kind of belief in the fact that Marvin Gaye could have been a serial killer? Are you shocked?
I'm not saying that it's completely out of the question. I'm just not as likely to believe that right now, honestly, considering his background and everything else. I'm going to need some dates, some times, and locations, and I need some receipts. I'm sorry. I just really do need some receipts.
I know. I am feverishly scouring the internet right now. I'm trying to find any additional information on this story because that could be like breaking news. I'm surprised that has never come out anywhere. Maybe it just got buried under the rug. No pun intended. I mean, dude. Yeah. Cause that's like one of my all time favorite artists, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it.
I would need
to see with some receipts. That's all I'm saying. I just need to see some receipts.
I mean, and by it being so far back, you know, it would be really hard to really, like, prove that, but, I mean, you know. Yeah, if you type in Marvin Gaye serial killer, like, there are tons of stories on it, actually, all over the internet. So, apparently it's granted some traction, and I may have absolutely broken some breaking news to the world. You're welcome. It's the kind of shit that I do.
Right?
Yeah,
he did kill his dad, didn't he?
No, his dad killed him.
Oh, no, his dad killed
no.
him.
His father what killed him?
Maybe his dad tried to kill him because Marvin tried to kill him. Aha. Plot twist.
No, whatever. Anyway.
Say,
What else? What's next?
You got anything else?
No. That's all I got for tonight. I think I fucked the world up a lot.
Yeah, I think you did with that one. And on that note, I'm going to have to dismiss myself as well. People love you, but a sister got to go make that coin.
And if you're just listening in, Danny is going to go roll up real quick. Literally roll up. But we're going to continue on. This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-7. Oh, okay, I forgot the phone number. 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. We're jumping into our conversation for tonight. And the conversation is MAGA or moron. There's been some recent changes in the tax plan for the United States. Are you in agreement with some of the stuff that's going on? Are you happy? Are you sad? We'll let that time tell if there's going to really be, you know, some MAGA moments. Now, me, myself, personally, I've been studying the information and looking at, looking at the coin on both sides, so to speak. And I see some pretty good things. As far as business-wise, I mean, nobody ever said that President Trump was not business savvy. He wouldn't be the businessman that he is, even still now as president, if he didn't have some type of a great business IQ. Some of the decisions that he makes, especially on Twitter, I kind of disagree with, especially talking about that you have a nuclear button that you can push at any. I mean, come on, man. What are you trying to do here? Start a world war? I mean,
listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you his theory behind that, which he didn't really say, but the press secretary, Huckabee, she talked about it. When you deal with people, you have to deal with them where they're at. So if you're a jerk, I'm probably going to have to deal with you as such as being a jerk myself in order to make any sense. So Kim Jong-un put a text out, or had a message, rather, some video message or whatever, talking about, please, I have a nuclear button on my desk. So what did Trump do? He put out a post saying, please let this fool know, I got a button too. Mine's bigger. And it actually works.
No, wow.
The very next day, a phone line that has been closed for communication purposes for North and South Korea, North Korea called that line to reestablish communication. They're also now sending an envoy for the first time in like the last 8 years to the Olympics to go and try to hash this shit out so we don't end up going to war.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm saying? So, what he did crazy? Fucking hell yeah, it's crazy. But he's dealing with a crazy dude. So, for years, when you look at Obama doctrine and policy, their whole thing was, let's just try to talk to him. You can't talk to crazy people like from a regular standpoint. They don't get it because they're crazy. So he put a little fear in Kim Jong-un, and all of a sudden he like, I don't know what the fuck this dude is going to do. Like, he's really crazy for real. Like, we've never heard an American president threaten people directly. Like, I have a nuke, sir. I will end you. I will totally fucking destroy your country. Never had an American president do that. So he literally scared the crazy out of Kim Jong-un. And now he want to come to the table and talk. You deal with people on their level.
Right. And... as unorthodox as it sounds, I mean, it could possibly work. But then what if it doesn't work? Then we're looking at a whole different conversation.
But anyway, man, it doesn't work.
Into, right? Yeah. I said,
in the event
it doesn't work, then what's going to happen?
if it doesn't work, then we're gonna have to do what we gotta do. You can't have, imagine this. This is what I tell people when I had these conversations with them. So,
right.
You got the option of having Charles Manson have access to nuclear weapons, or you take them weapons from him. Which role are you gonna take? Are you gonna let this crazy man have nukes? You can't do it. This dude runs death camps. He has repeatedly killed his own people, including his uncle. He had his uncle shot with a fucking 50 caliber machine airplane machine gun. His own family.
You cannot have a dude
of this magnitude. He regularly, if you go back and read, for any of our listeners, if you actually go back and read some of the things from the people that have escaped those camps, like if a woman is pregnant and she's put into a death camp, he will have the soldiers jump up and down on these women's stomachs to push the baby out.
What?
You cannot have a dude. Right, yes. You cannot have a dude that is this crazy with nukes. There is no other option. You have to get those up, man, because you're nuts. You have to.
Yeah, you lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
It's a lot of stuff about North Korea that people don't know. I read up on the shit. I'm very keen on like the political issues. Some of the other stuff that goes on there that people don't eat, like they eat rats while they're at the camp. They have to work 23 hours a day, hard labor. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say me and you are living in North Korea and you my brother. Say I escape and go to South Korea. You're going to a death or prison camp because I escaped. You get arrested because I escaped. So people are literally scared to leave because if they do, their entire family is going to fucking jail.
Right.
This ain't no regular dude.
Regardless of age or female, male, doesn't even matter. Everybody got to go. If you go.
Everybody going.
Or if you do anything that's unfavorable to the leadership, then you're going to pay the price.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
And if you escape, your family's going to pay the price.
Wow. That's all I can say with that is wow.
Well,
that
so,
in itself is like...
You can't have that level of crazy have nuclear weapons. You just can't do it.
And even though we are talking about the nukes and stuff, we really want to, you know, let's kind of drive the train a little bit, going the opposite way, because we'll jump into some craziness that we don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Even though there is a lot, there's a lot going on with that. Hopefully, you know, we won't put ourselves in a position where, you know, we have to basically start a whole world war. I mean, because I don't think it'll be good. It wouldn't be good for the planet, period, for something like that to actually happen. But I do agree with not showing weakness and, you know, making sure that we always show that we have the upper hand no matter what. Definitely do that. But I wanted to play this clip. So since we are talking about the new... tax plan and what's in it. What is it about? For those that don't know, we'll go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip real quick, and then we'll talk about it. So listen to this.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says middle class families will see a tax cut of nearly $1,200 under the new Republican plan. The House bill reduces the number of tax brackets from 7 to 4. The proposal increases standard deductions and expands the child tax credit, but it largely eliminates popular state and local tax deductions and limits mortgage interest deductions.
So that's about the Trump tax bill?
Exactly. So what was played, because it kind of cut short a little bit. I will play the rest of the audio for that. But basically, the first part of that is what's in the plan. So some of what's in the plan is, for instance, the child tax credit. going up from, for middle class and other classes, but for middle class in specifics, the child tax credit going from $1,000 per child to $1,600 per child, with also a $500 a deduction that can be made when you file your W-4s. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great idea, but in the long run, it's just going to really benefit the economy. I mean, the whole part of the economy and trying to build it up and keep it strong is to get people to continue to purchase things and to, you know, to activate the economy. Because if people aren't spending money, then the economy isn't doing better. Instead, we're just going into more and more debt.
Right.
And we actually have a caller coming in, so I'm bringing them on. Welcome to Life and Shit Radio. This is Black Pavarotti. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just saw the number on Facebook and decided to call in and see what it's about.
Oh,
awesome.
Hey.
Who is it?
Right,
who's calling?
Put it on there.
My name is Angelina.
How you doing, Angelina? This is Black Pavarotti, better known as BP, and we have Nas on the line, and this is Life and Shit Radio. We appreciate you coming in. So the conversation that we're having right now is the tax plan and the benefits that are supposed to be coming in with this new tax plan. Do you have any thoughts about that?
No, I don't.
Okay. I mean, some of this stuff will kind of affect you. What do you think about, do you have any children?
I do.
Okay, what do you think about them raising the child income tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600? Do you think that would influence you to want to spend more with the additional money that you would get per child?
Wow. Well, to be honest, I don't have all the information about it, so I don't have much of an opinion about it. Just stuff that I've randomly heard.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna play this clip real quick. It'll kind of give you an explanation of what's going on there. So listen to this.
This plan would also increase the child tax credit. If I'm married and I have kids, what would this mean for me?
Go get some kids. It goes from $1,000 to $1,600, Vlad. Well, let's talk about that. This is going to be a family tax credit. So from $1,000 per child goes to $1,600. That's very helpful. Also, it expands the income range by which you can qualify for that. You'll also get a $300 deduction if you are taking care of maybe an elderly relative. Again, this really is focused on your family and, by the way, where you live. It's extraordinarily important.
Okay.
So, I mean, it kind of just breaks down to what is going to be the benefit in your life. Because a lot of people, when these laws and different things change, they really don't understand, like, how it's going to benefit them in the long run, you know, or how it's going to affect them immediately. So a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want to vote. Or, oh, I don't vote because I don't think my vote matters. But actually, your vote does matter. That's the reason why we have conversations like this, is just to educate people just a little bit, even, you know, just so you have a little bit more of a background of what's going on, you know. So, I mean, that kind of breaks it down. What was your name, sweetheart?
My name is Angelina, but what are y'all's perspective on it? Are you for it, against it? What's the argument?
I am so pro-Trump. These days is ridiculous. I love the plan because it generates a tax cut for companies. A lot of people said that the companies would not spread the wealth. They would just keep it all in their pocket. But as time has progressed, a lot of these companies have given, like for the Christmas season, once that tax plan got released, they gave all their employees bonuses, they raised pay off the rip, and people that work regular 9-to-5, what they'll find is that come February, when the tax plan actually goes into place, your check will be bigger because you won't be paying as much in taxes because of your tax, because of whatever bracket you're in. So if you're just a regular 9-to-5 plant worker, you're going to get more money. Not necessarily a raise, but you'll get more money because there'll be less deduction. So I think it's baller all the way around. I think a lot of people really don't follow politics. They get into these classes. Like, I can speak about black people, and I can speak about white people being the two major blocks in the country. Most black people vote Democrat. Most white people vote Republican. I will say this about white people. They are heavily informed about politics. Black people, for the most part, just vote Democrat because that's what all their people do. They don't read a lot. They don't really listen to news a lot. They're kind of narrow-minded, kind of CNN
people. So how do we change that and make us more aware of what's going on? As far as taxes go, I would definitely say that I'm ignorant to the subject. As far as politics go, I'm in school for pre-law, so I do understand the importance of it. But like you said, most people don't. So now that we know that there's a problem, how do we bring more awareness to it?
Me personally, I think activism, social media has a lot to do with it. I open up, question, you're probably one of the people that are on my page. I say a lot of crazy shit. And when it finally comes down to the nuts and bolts of the conversations that happen under those threads, it's a lot of information that's put out there that people really don't know. You know, so activism in that manner and having an open mind. I would tell people, I vote as an independent. I don't vote Republican. I don't vote Democrat. I look at the record and I look at what they're talking about bringing to the table. Yeah, I vote that. If this happens to be a Republican and talking about putting jobs in my community, guess what I'm voting this term? I'm voting Republican. I'm not saying, Democrat will help me out because Democrats do. That's what we got to get out of. People got to have an open mind.
That's because
you
understand. So you understand it. So how do we get it out? Because obviously it's important that people know this. My solution is start with the youth. Educate them on politics so that they can be more aware. Because the truth is, a lot of us are washed up and we can't even hear and receive new information. But if we start educating kids, it gives them a different perspective on things, and they would be able to actually have dialogue about conversations such as this.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we even and thank you so much, Angelina, for your input. That's one of the main reasons why we even do this show, Life and Shit Radio, is because a lot of times, you know, you may have to say it a different way or communicate it a different way by shock value, you know, by saying different things like, you know, what would you do if you know, there was a situation where your family had to depend on, you know, one income. And that one income was gonna be cut. Then would you vote if your vote counted, and you had in order for that one income to stretch through your household, and in order to change that, you would have to vote. Would you vote then? And the answer would 100-fold probably be yes. Otherwise, people say, oh well, I'm not gonna vote because my vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter. You know, so they ain't doing nothing
But I think voting is a smaller issue compared to what we can actually do, because a lot of people don't have faith in the system.
They don't think about that
unless
they feel like it's directly affected. You know, and so I think that just having those conversations, and like you said, hey, this is how the government affects you in the backyard.
I think his phone is going crazy. What were you saying, Angelina?
By the cost of why
hello?
Does the cost of
keep
down,
yeah, can
you
hear
down,
me?
Down, up, down. And then
yeah, but it sounds like he's talking too.
It's
like the phone is breaking up.
Yeah,
I think he can. It makes you aware of why, what the good reason is.
He's having phone issues. BP. BP, can you hear me?
He probably on a roll. He probably won't even know he disconnected.
This is Angelina Love, correct?
Yes.
You are always on my page. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to finally talk to you, by the way.
Who
Thank
is
you
this?
For your support. Please. This is Nas, the incomparable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no problem. I saw it on there. I think you did this before, and I called him before, like a while ago, a long time ago.
Yeah, we have some pretty crazy shows from time to time. I think we're doing politics all this week, so it'll probably be a little bit more serious nature, but it'll be a lot of information put out there that people don't know about. I see a lot of anti-Trump people. You see me fight them on Facebook all the time. The thing I hate the most is they fight against, but they don't realize things that are actual, like, statistics. Statistics-wise, since Trump has been in office, the black unemployment rate has dropped down to the levels that it was at when Bill Clinton was in office, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's all happening under a year. So people are hating on him.
It will fluctuate, though, because even when Andrew Jackson, on, it's going to always be, like, Trump isn't the first new president like this. It's going to always be up and down. But I do agree that we're not looking at the numbers. We're not looking at the stats. We're just going by hearsay. Well, someone says, fuck them, we're all just jumping in line like, okay, fuck them. Not doing our own personal research.
Yeah.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to join into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 to jump in the conversation. Or you can just hit us on our email at licensedshit@gmail.com. That's licensedshit@gmail.com. Carry on.
Like I said, I just want people to understand, just like what you said, Angelina, a lot of people, they don't, what I call it is the Obama hangover. I don't think it really would have mattered who got in office. I think a good part of the population would have been pissed off because it's not Obama anymore. I don't think it even really mattered. I think the fact that Trump is a little bit of more of an exhibitionist or an extrovert isn't really helping the situation as far as his popularity is doing, but if you look at the actual numbers that the dude is putting up, the shit is magical. Like, the shit is absolutely fucking magical. He's absolutely hit record. Like, every day this dude has had it hit a record stock market high. Every fucking day. Every day. That kind of shit is crazy. I'm talking about 26,000, 27,000. So a lot of people aren't invested in the stock market, but what that does, as business owners, me, myself personally, every time I get more money, that allows me to hire more people. It allows me to give more people of a chance to be in the position that I'm in. So, and I don't understand why somebody wouldn't hire somebody, because the more growth that you have, the more income you make is actually being the owner. So I'm excited. I think it's a great time to be alive. I'm completely on board with what Trump is doing right now. Completely. Everything. I can't even find anything to complain about.
I mean, and I'm hearing you. I'm starting to hear you a little bit more. I mean, I wasn't all the way on. Can you hear me pretty good, Nas?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing that I do like about what Trump is doing is that he is basically trying to get our economy to boom like it was when, you know, we had the black bottom and different things like that, where, you know, he's given the opportunity for people to become entrepreneurs and start businesses, and, you know, given those tax credits and those incentives for you to start your own business. Because truth be told, yeah, a lot of people will say, well, somebody has to make the burgers, somebody has to make the fries. But also, you know, there's a lot of talent, you know, in this world where if they don't have that opportunity to be able to even, you know, entertain that, then, you know, where would they be? You know, there's a lot of people that can actually, you know, become real successful in, you know, being able to be an idealist and create, you know, different things that the world has never seen, but they don't have that opportunity because, you know, of different situations that are going on, you know, in the world. But I think with allowing, you know, the opportunity for people to be able to take it to that next level, I think that's a good thing. I think it'll be great for the economy. It'll boost the economy, and we won't be in so much debt.
and it'll also create more jobs for, you know, the large population of people that don't have those opportunities.
That was correct.
There was another, I pulled a clip. There was another, another tax credit that they were offering where they were thinking about that the tax plan would actually delete state and local tax. So listen to this, and then we'll talk about your thoughts on it.
I think it's fair to say some of the most controversial stuff will be the repealing of the state and local tax deductions and limiting of the home interest mortgage deduction, right? Oh, right. So here's what goes on right now. If you itemize your taxes currently, you can deduct your state and local taxes against your federal return. Under the new plan, you can no longer do that, but you can actually deduct property taxes. That's capped at $10,000. So what's happening right now is the National Association of Home Builders, the National Association of Realtors, is against this plan because they believe those deductions help the housing market. And again, the mortgage interest deduction, very important. If you have a mortgage, relax. You're grandfathered in. New mortgages, interest is only deductible up to a $500,000 mortgage. This is very important. It looks like it's also going to apply to refis. Complicated plan. Very much depends on where you live.
Got to go, but bottom line, who benefits most?
The ultra wealthy, and I mean the ultra wealthy.
Right. So I heard that argument before. The ultra wealthy, the super rich. Okay. Granted, the ultra rich and the super powerful people definitely will benefit off of this plan. Definitely. But here's the thing about money. Lil Wayne said it best. How much money is enough money? No one has found this magic number where somebody is like, I have $20 trillion in the bank. That's enough. I don't want to do anything anymore. You got people like Jay-Z, who every time he gets more money, he acquires another company. When he acquires these companies, the companies don't run themselves. He has to hire people. So this, again, is an argument in which I don't understand. I don't give a shit about Bill Gates getting a tax break. If Bill Gates is going to hire me as an employee to where I can start to form my own business, start to learn, start to pick up on business myself to start my own empire, take your tax break, Bill Gates. Enjoy the shit. It makes no sense. It's like people are literally hating on people for having companies. That's what it sounds like to me. That's the way it comes
across. Sore losers.
Yeah, sore losers. And it makes no sense. It's like you shooting your, it's like you cutting off your nose to spite your face. So what, the dude got a tax break? Or do you have, did he hire you after he got the break? Yes. So what the fuck are you mad for?
And were you able to get a substantial raise from that?
Hell to the yeah. So why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people kind of misconstrue when they look at it, because you think about it, the wealthiest people in this country, it's about 1 to 2% of the entire country, 1 to 2% of folks that are making that type of money. Everybody else, the backbone of the country, is from middle class. It's
yep.
from small mom and pop shops. It's those small business owners. Your Carson's Cornbread, and your shout out to them. And your small little chain restaurants and different things like that. You know, those are the people that are really like, you know, those are the people that are employing folks. Those are the people that are making this economy, you know, bringing this economy to where it is.
Why are
so
those
the
people
more
employing people? Can I ask?
Go ahead. What are
no?
you saying?
Why are those the people employing people?
Because those are the companies. Well, I mean, go ahead.
They took the time out to get their shit together, and now you have the opportunity to do the same thing. I don't feel like, I think people, when they talk about equality and getting opportunity, it's like, I may not be able to start at the same playing field as someone else did, but it doesn't change my
exactly.
race and what I'm capable of doing. you know?
Exactly.
And somebody else might say, well, maybe you got to work harder. But the reality is, I have to work harder compared to who? I can't compare my life to everybody else's when I want something, you know? It's like, if I want to eat it, I'm going to eat it. A lot of us complain about the wealthy, but I don't think everybody is designed to be at the top because everybody ain't going to work hard to do it. The simple solution is educate our babies, educate our children. We have to change the way that they think and reprogram the bullshit that they've been taught. And instead of teaching them that they have to be equal with a white man, a Chinese man, an Asian man, teach them to accept and embrace who they are. Shit, if we come from Africa and from the jungle, then embrace the animalistic and utilize your skill in that area. Stop trying to do what everybody else does. And I think that's where the problem comes in, or at least that's my opinion of where the problem comes in. Trying to be like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I mean that and Angelina, I appreciate you saying that, because I mean that, and that's what it's all about. It's like people don't realize the opportunity that lies in front of them until
Right. You
know, until they see somebody else do it. You know, why not? I mean, it's the fact of the matter is that there has to be some consistency there. The only reason why you see a lot of these business owners and different small business owners doing their thing and they're making money and doing that is because they figured it out. They figured it out earlier than later. I mean, it's never too late for you to start whatever it is that you want to start. But the key to it all is that you have to start. You can't sit around and think that, you know, that it's going to be handed to you. And I think, you know, we are coming up in a culture where that's being promoted, that, you know, things are just going to come to you. It's not going to be that easy. I mean, if you're willing to work, I think the opportunity is there. We live in a world, in a society where, you know, everything is predicated on, you know, how much money you make, or if you have this, or you're keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, all of that type of stuff. And so people are more focused in on keeping up with the Joneses when they're making Patterson money, you know, instead of thinking, you know, looking at it with the big picture and saying, you know what, I have an idea, and I really think that this idea can fly. And sticking with that, that's the backbone of our country. That's what got us here. That's what got us to be able to, I mean, of course, with the crookedness and all, we can go down that rabbit hole, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but still, you know, I think that, you know, people just need to change their outlook on, you know, on opportunities out here, because there's plenty of opportunities, just depending on whether or not you're really willing to see that or not, you know, I mean, that's the reason why it's a small percentage of folks that are, you know, that are on top on the top of their game right now, you know, because of that, because a lot of businesses, you know, will, you know, slip and slide and try to do what they can to, you know, to get to the top. But in the grand scheme of things, you're not going to become an overnight success. There's no such thing as an overnight success. Yeah, it can be an overnight success 25 years in the making, of course. You know, you have. I think people just have to make that decision, you know, that, you know, at some point or another, you know, the jig is going to have to be up, and you can't continue to just, you know, not think that, you know, that things can't get better, or that, you know, that you're going to make something of yourself if you keep working up the corporate ladder, because that's just not how it works. Just not how it works. We're going to have to take this back to the old school and say, you know what, I'm gonna work as hard as I can and make sure that I'm accountable, but make sure too that, you know, and my thoughts and my dreams are out there. You know, I think that
needs
to
something?
Be the culture that we start. Yeah.
I was going to say, like you said, that needs to be the culture that we start. I won't say that it's not challenging for people out here, but my thing is, until we know how to work on ourselves and really, really focus on what we need to do, you can't be breeding children and telling them from birth your life is going to be harder because of the color of your skin. Because that's the mentality that they'll have, and they'll never give their best at anything, because they'll always know that no matter what they do, they would think that they don't have control over themselves, you know? When we're trying to educate our kids, like my son, he goes to school, it's a law school for the magnet program, And although I would like for him to stay there, he tells me he wants to do something else, that's fine. But it's still my responsibility at home to educate him about the law. You know what I'm saying? That's always my responsibility. So once we take responsibility of what we're doing, and just change the way these babies are being taught, like, just let the old people die, and it should be better, for real. But
yeah,
like I said, I really don't believe everybody needs to be at the top, though. So it's like no matter what we change, it's still some people eventually, even want to get greater, always go back.
Hey, say that. And we got another caller on the line. We'll bring them on real quick. Welcome to Life and Shit Radio. This is Black Pavarotti. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Tremendous. If I was any better, it would be illegal. Who am I speaking with?
This is Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey,
what's
Alicia.
Going on?
I'm just scrolling on Facebook, and I kept seeing a number to call in. I said, I'm going to call in.
Well, we appreciate you.
Hey.
We appreciate you joining
Carl?
Alicia's show.
Huh? Yes, it is.
What's
up,
going
Carl?
On, girl? What's going on?
Blazing.
That's what's up. So how you feel about this whole Trump presidency with the tax plan and everything? That's what we're talking about tonight on the show.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. I wasn't even called in.
Girl, you better get yourself together.
Well, okay.
You
talk about politics.
You know we going in.
I don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
And y'all know the only thing
okay.
people like me get to say is fuck Trump, and that's the end of the discussion. Then y'all gonna go ham and go crazy on us, and we still gonna at the end of it say fuck Trump.
Okay. So are you now? Let me ask you this question: do you vote?
I do vote.
Okay. Girl, you about to make me have a heart attack over here. About to make me have a heart attack. Okay. All right. Well, there is some hope. There is some hope. So, I mean, that's
hope.
Right. Just a little. Down with dope, up with hope. just a quick little. I mean, so you are a voter, so you do understand the importance of voting and that your vote does count. You do get that part, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, not enough people care.
And that's really what we've been talking about in this conversation. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrum all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to join into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can hit us on our email if you just want to say, hey, what's up, Life and Shit? What y'all doing? What y'all talking about? Or you want us to talk about something? We can definitely do that for you. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. Just type it in @lifeandshit. The same way we spell it. Google us, baby. You can get us online all over the place.
All right, so Alicia, listen. Are you still with us, right?
I'm still with y'all.
Okay. You're an entrepreneur, by the way. I want you to give a shout out to what you do once we get done with this, because what you do is awesome. But you're an entrepreneur.
With a lot of the stuff that has been put out by the current administration, you do realize the doors are open, like the floodgates are literally open now for you to get maximum government assistance in order to further move your business forward. Like, I understand the whole fuck Trump thing. People just kind of got caught up in the analytics. But when you really look at what's really taking place at the federal level, you're in a position now where you can open up a small business and not have to get taxed to death, which will inevitably stop you from even opening up anything.
Which is wonderful, because I've already been visioning some new ideas that I will not speak of until they start coming into play, but
right.
I've already been seeing some visions that I have to put forth this year. I wanted to, before y'all came back in, I was thinking about an article that I seen that I didn't read that was talking about how the tax break may actually help raise people's pay cut. Did y'all read about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely get a tax increase or a pay increase. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't read
and,
it.
And the reason why they, the reason why they're doing that is because trying to get the economy to be stimulated. Because in order to stimulate the economy, what do? Like when they had the stimulus package, for instance, you know, that stimulus package was meant to, you know, to vitalize the economy, to get people to that normally wouldn't to go out and spend money. So like, just for instance, and I'll give you an example. If the government sent you $2,000, let's just say, let's just leave it at a smaller number, $2,000 next week, it'll be in your direct deposit by next week, $2,000. What would you do with that money?
Ooh.
Be honest. What would you do with it?
I mean, okay, some of it towards my car note or whatever, but I have two small businesses, so I'm going to invest in my businesses.
Okay, Angelina, you still on the line with us? Or does she dip out? Okay. Anyway, so you said that you would invest, and you said you would pay some bills, right?
Right.
So the whole part of that is to get people to, you know, think about their money more as a tool than a liability. You know, because a lot of times, you know, when you live in paycheck to paycheck and different things like that, you know, people are more apt to kind of hold on to their money because, you know, they don't want to have that feeling of being without.
Hypothetically, like, somebody gets $2,000, they're going to say, I'm going to put maybe 800 to 1,000 of it up, something like that, and then I'm going to spend this much of it and try to save this much. See, I'm going to invest in my investment to give back to me.
And see, and all of that you're saying is called traction. It's called activation. It's called stimulation. And what that's stimulating, you know, not in a freaky way, but what that's stimulating is the economy, and it's making people utilize their money in different ways. That's the whole point of all of this is to continue to do that, because the more people spend money, the more people invest money, the more money is circulated, the more opportunities there are for people that don't have money to make more money. And I wish that, you know, more people would just get on
the wrong places.
Well, you know what? Listen, we're all Detroiters. And I don't know, some of our age ranges may vary a little bit. I remember Detroit in the 80s, early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s. Everybody was working during the Reagan administration. Yeah, everybody was working. Everybody was balling out of control. But the one thing that people weren't doing in the inner cities is they were not doing what you just said, investing their money. They were going out buying new cars. They were going out buying new shoes. They were balling out of control. And when that money dried up, they didn't have anything else to rely on. So they automatically said, it's the president's fault. The trickle-down economics is the reason why Detroit is so fucked up. No, the reason why the city got fucked up was because you didn't invest your money into the community so it could become self-sufficient. Those Jordans were more important than your community. So it's like, here we go.
I think
we got
a chance now, though,
because
more people are seeing that.
Yeah.
We didn't have so many people that I'm 27. I'm not ashamed to admit my age. When y'all see me, y'all think I'm younger. But then when somebody talks to me, then they believe me. Then they believe me for my age. But the way that the generations in the world is moving now, there's so many more people that they're seeing what's been holding us back, and we're more of us are taking a forward step to change that. Now, if more of those people come together, then we can push that to the, you know, the people who we don't believe. They believe, but they don't know how to speak with the fucking community and push the community where the hell the community needs to go. But they just want to talk about what the community needs.
Right. Hey. which I did have another clip that I wanted to play. I'm trying to find it.
Bring that up top again. I'm in tonight.
Ha 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 ha.
Hey, and we appreciate you coming in and you know sharing your thoughts, because I mean that's important, you know, for and that's the reason why we created this show, man, is to create a dialogue about certain issues and things that go on, not just in our communities, but just in communities in general, you know, that sometimes people don't have an outlet to talk about. But you know what? Life and Shit Radio, we're going to continue to, you know, we're going to continue to push the envelope and continue to push the agenda of, you know, coming together and just having those type of conversations, whether you're white, black, purple, green, or yellow. You know, we gonna have those conversations.
I got a purple friend.
Do you? You got a purple
friend?
Yeah.
I'm meditating.
Hell no. Hold on.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So listen to this, and we'll kind of go over it and talk about it.
So let's start with the brackets. Going from 7 to 4 already sounds simpler and better. Is there a but to that?
There is a bit of a but. It's 12, 25, 35, and 39%. And remember, everybody, I know you look at those numbers, but we have a progressive tax system. So if you see this, look at this for individuals. You make up to $45,000, you pay 12%. The next $45,000 to $200,000 jumps to 25%, and so on. So what's good about this is it is a simplification. But what you'll also note is that 39.6% rate that's still in there, that wasn't going to be in there, it's applied to much higher income. So, yes, indeed, the middle class is likely to be helped by this, but if you make a lot of money, you're going to get helped by a lot more.
Yeah. And, again, I don't understand the logistics of it. Again, with Alicia being a business owner, right? Okay, so let's say that your business, what you're doing right now, kicks off and you end up making $70,000 a year. Are you going to A, hire more people, or are you going to B, take the $70,000 and blow it on a new jet? This is how economics work.
See, I think the smarter choice would be to hire more people.
And this is the same way the owner of Ford thinks about it. It's the same way the owner of GE thinks about it. They're not thinking, oh, shit, I'm getting a massive tax cut. Now I can go buy an island. Naturally, people who make money want to make more money. So what do?
I'm not saying you.
It's like people are mad at people who got companies that are established. Like, you mad at the owner of Ford because he's going to be able to pocket more money. But the owner of Ford wants to make more money. He's not going to take the tax cut and go buy a country. He's going to take money and invest in it. Right. He's going to invest in a new brand for Ford. He's going to invest in research and development. All these positions that he's creating require employees to work them. So,
Speaking of Ford, this is random. This is really random. Really random. But I got to give my girl her name, Carolyn Robinson. Got to give my girl Taylor a shout out. She just got promoted to general manager at GM out in California. My baby about to move.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
Congratulations. Let's give it up to those doing big things in the world. Congratulations to those doing big things in the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations. 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 Congratulations.
I'm on the radio, babe.
Yeah, so that's what it's about. It's about expansion, you know. The whole point of creating, you know, and I think my thoughts about the whole tax bracket reduction is that, you know, it's going to separate the for lack of a better phrase, the men from the boys. You know, there's not going to, after a while, there's not going to be a middle class. There's going to be either you have money or you don't. One of the two.
But honestly, that's where everybody want to be at. So if you don't want to be there, then, dude, that's your fault you won't lose. Everybody want to be wealthier. Everybody want to have this. Everybody want to live this life. But not everybody have what it takes to do what it takes to live that wealthy life, or try to be in a business. Or I got so many friends who come to me and say, well, I really want to, I just tired of waking up to this job, this and this. And I'm like, well, why don't you join one of my MLM businesses with me? Well, I'm not sure if people are going to do it. And I said, well, what you want to do? Keep working and wondering, or you want to try this? And they still give me excuses. I know in works who's making $1 million and has quarterly. These bitches just make $1 million. Oh, are you serious? Of course they didn't jump in their first year or two and start making this money. They put their time in it. They learned this and this and this and this. And I got people who tell me they want to do this, but they don't want to learn something different. I don't want to go back to the work system. I refuse. I just goddamn refuse to. They ain't put me in that bracket. So, if that's what the tax gonna do, I want my money to be up. I want to be wealthy, too. And if that's shit, fuck it. I'm not gonna be. And I like that she said, you know, the middle class actually benefit from this, but if your ass don't, if you just stay where you're not gonna, you stay where you wanna stay at, then your ass just stay where you wanna stay at. That's just as simple as it can be.
Yep. I think a lot of the stuff that Trump has put forward, man, if you really look into the analytics of it, I mean, feel how you feel. People are entitled. I didn't read you on my page. I didn't see more fuck Trump posts on my wall than I've ever seen in my fucking life. But feel how you feel. What I'm asking is just give a real look into what is actually taking place in the country right now. He's putting a lot of money, and not just the rich people's pockets, but with the tax cuts, people that work regular 9 to 5 ain't gonna have to worry about paying the state and federal taxes no more. So that $30 or $40 you see to come out your check every week, where you're like, damn, who the fuck am I paying? That shit is gone. That's an extra $30-$40 in your pocket every week. And people still like, fuck that, this is bullshit, whatever, whatever. Well, you ain't saying that when you at the store getting a fifth of vodka or buying a bag of tonic or getting some new Jordans with that extra $30 or $40. Just look at the analytics. Get a shit a shot. What he's doing, man, the economy is getting a complete overhaul under the dude. And he's putting people in a position to where you can either swim or fucking continue being
or
out here.
Or you drown.
Fuck Trump. And drown. Yeah, drown. Fucking drown.
God,
I think this year and the next five, I'll say the next 5 years is going to be really interesting, because I mean it's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of change going on. There's going to be the world is changing. I mean you can feel it. You know, it's just that feeling. You can feel it. It's in the air. You can smell it. Let me see.
I think the issue is not many people understand the tax break and everything fully. Because when you, let's see, if you was to go on Facebook and put it exactly just how you put it, like if I was going to make a status and say you making this much money and you don't have to, like I got a lot. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had a friend make a post to say they take $650 out of my check for taxes when I got to file such and such and such, whatever they was complaining about. Now, if we're going to make a status and say you don't have to pay that no more because of these tax breaks, then they're going to be all in praising for it. That means they don't understand it. Then if they complaining and saying, you know, this is some bullshit, then they don't fully understand the benefit of it.
You know what's crazy?
And
I think
another problem.
Down to what I was talking about when we had the other call on the line. It breaks down to basically black people or minorities. I'm not even saying black people, just minorities in general, thinking that the Democratic Party is always for them. But here's the thing, you know, everybody has heard of the earned income credit, earned income tax credit. That $1,000 extra kick that everybody gets who has or per child that everybody gets around tax time, that was a program that was implemented by George W. Bush. What Trump did is he actually added another $600 to it. So now for every kid you got, you ain't getting $1,000, you're getting $1,600 for every kid that you have. And I see women in my community all over. They can't wait for tax time. They got 5 kids. That's an extra 5 G's that's going in their house.
They already filing.
Already filing.
Yep.
And so now this year when they go to file taxes and they get 16 instead of 1,000, the still be like, fuck Trump, when you walking out of H&R Block with a $7,200 income tax check, it's ridiculous.
I don't got no kids.
Hey, you heard the recording. You better go get some. Better go get some somewhere.
Yeah, go get some. Get some. Borrow a couple of them.
Hey, I heard
down
they
on that too.
Way out there in Zimbabwe.
They went. What'd you say?
I don't know. I said I heard they were giving them away out there in Zimbabwe.
That's not cool. You ain't even right. I don't want them.
And if you're just listening,
nah.
This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We've been going over the new tax plan and just talking about different opportunities that may arise from different benefits that are going to be released in this new tax plan. Talking about your thoughts and talking about entrepreneurship and starting your own business and getting things in order, getting your house in order, getting things together. And why do we vote? What's the reason for voting? What's the reason for anybody just continuing to rise to the next level? Are we going to get blown up in the next 2 years by the nukes? Is Trump? Because Trump said he has a bigger button. I don't know, but
he does.
Join in
true.
The conversation.
Does,
if
yep.
you do want to join into the conversation, the phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Type in life and shit, spell it the way we spell it on Twitter, at Twitter, on our Twitter handle. You can check us out there or just Google us, baby. We're all over the place. If you type it in and spell it the same way we spell it, we're in Google's first thing that pops up. You can also check out all of our podcasts that we've had in the past and upcoming shows. You can also check that out at Life and Shit Radio. But yeah, man, I mean, it is what it is. So we only got like a few more minutes left in the show. What was your name, young lady? I forgot what your name was.
My name is Alicia Williams.
Okay, can I call you E-Dub?
Yes, you can.
E-Dub is definitely in the building, ladies and gentlemen. E-Dub is definitely in the building. I appreciate you just coming in and sharing your thoughts and being honest, you know, saying that you don't totally agree with Trump and some of the things that he's doing. But after having this conversation, what are your feelings towards him now?
I mean, granted, I don't like the guy. I'm not opposed to what he's doing with the tax rate. I mean, I don't see it being a bad thing, especially being a business owner.
All right, look at that.
That's an honest statement. That's an honest statement right there. Really appreciate that. You want to give any shout outs before we let you go?
Yeah, talk about.
I
want
to give a shout out to my Spartans. If you know my Spartans, then win. I'm simply giving a shout out to my Spartans. I bleed green all day long. Fuck Ohio, that shit was low.
Wow. That's what's up. Hey, keep checking for us and keep supporting us. We really appreciate the love and appreciate you checking for us. And tell your friends, tell your grandpappy, tell your grandmammy, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your cousins. Run and tell that.
For sure, I'll be back.
All
right, girl, have a good night.
Yeah, and we, you too. Have a good one. Yeah, man. It's spiraled into some craziness right here.
I'm getting people on this Trump train, bro. I'm getting people on this Trump train. I'm forcing them in there at this point. They're getting on it.
You said all aboard the MAGA train.
All aboard. We're getting this money.
Hey, I'm all about doing that. Definitely. I mean, you show me some opportunity, and I'm going for it. I mean, I think that's you know, in all that we had, all the conversation that we had today, you know, about the whole tax plan and, you know, what the pros and cons of it are, the most important thing that I want people to grasp from the conversation is that, you know, it's important to, you know, pay attention to what's going on in your government. Pay attention to, you know, what's going on in your society, in your communities. You know, it starts there. It starts in the communities. And, you know, it trickles out to other places. And, you know, sometimes people don't realize how important it is to be on top of some of that stuff, man, because you never know. You know, you don't know, and you don't want it to get to a point where the only time that you pay attention is that something traumatic happens in your life or in within your community or close to home. Then you want to all of a sudden say, oh, let me pay attention and see what's going on in the news and blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not an advocate for fake news. I'm not an advocate for, you know, watching the news stations all day. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to get a lot of that because people have their own opinions about things. And there's nothing wrong with having your own opinion. That's the main thing that we want to get out of the dialogue that we have, that there's nothing wrong with you having your own opinion. But at least do your research. You know, look it up. There's nothing in this world that you can't find out about in this day and time. Would you agree, Nas?
Yeah, absolutely correct. That's why I tell people all the time, do your research. Don't just get jumped on the train. I hate hearing that. You know, there's nothing more discouraging. And I'm not talking about Alicia. I'm talking about just people in general. Say, yo, fuck this political person or fuck this political person or fuck that, without having any kind of information about this person's views. But they heard their grandma said, or they heard their cousins and them said, or it's a popular site on Facebook where everybody's saying the same thing. You just kind of jump on the train. Like, I mean, do your fucking research. Don't listen to what the fuck nobody's saying. I tell people all the time, don't even listen to what I'm saying. You got this thing on your phone, it's called Google. Just type this shit up and read if you like what's going on. Then at least that way you are informed instead of making just blind pop shots and following the popular crowd. Don't do that.
And on that note, I think we're just going to go ahead and L-I-G it, because this has been Life and Shit Radio. We want to continue to just bring you nothing but the real all day long and all day strong, bringing you the real Life and Shit Radio. Just want to give a shout out to all those listeners out there checking for us. We appreciate the love. Want to give a shout out to our listeners out there in the Philippines. Want to give a shout out to our listeners out there in the Federation, Russian Federation. Want to give y'all a shout out. Want to give a shout out to our Asian listeners, our Indonesian listeners. We want to give a shout out to all y'all. And we don't start that. Mr. Chow Dong Hung Lo.
This is what we're going to hear what's going on right now.
I'm just saying. I was. I don't know. We need to recruit some midgets though for the next show.
Yeah.
Because I think we're gonna be talking about, you know, the circus and this circus of Republicans and Democrats running around with like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to figure out what their next move is gonna be. It's like, come on, man. Come on, Cletus.
Come on, Cletus. I ain't scared. Come on, Cletus.
Anyway, man, it's been real. We appreciate y'all listening in. Until next time, peace out.
Peace.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.